God, that's too bad. Once again, something else they can't cure.
1970 on December 21st, something that we've spent a lot of time talking about on this program. A stretch limousine carrying Elvis Presley pulled up outside the White House in Washington, D.C. The driver handed over a letter from Elvis addressed to President Nixon requesting a meeting to discuss how the King of Rock could help Nixon fight drugs. The president was contacted, agreed to give Presley a visit that same day, and told Elvis the only person who could overrule his decision was the president, if he should make a decision, and he gave him that badge. They really struggle with that, too. What, he wants a badge. And so they made him some kind of special narcotics sheriff or officer or something like that. And Elvis would go on to use the badge when he thought that that guy had stolen his ring. One of his own men, one of the Memphis Mafia, I think it was actually kind of a peripheral member, had stolen a ring, and Elvis knew it, and all the guys knew it, and they knew he had gone to the airport to get on a flight. They rushed to the airport. They went running through the place like OJ. They get to the gate where the plane is just about to pull away. Elvis presents his badge and says, I need to enter this plane. There's someone on this plane we need to talk to. These people look at this badge and they're like, well, that says he's a narcotics officer of some kind. I don't know. It's Elvis Presley. What are we going to do?
Can you imagine how bizarre that would be if you worked for the airline?
Oh,
and here comes Elvis and this entourage comes running up to you, badge out.
They had huge laughs over it. They really did.
Oh, my God, would that have been a flip? Oh, what a trip.
But that isn't where it ended. Elvis got on the plane, found the guy, and proceeds to give him his rights, which he didn't read properly either. They had kind of a mangled version of the, you have a right to remain silent.
God. Oh, that's
and they
great.
Took him off the plane.
God, that's phenomenal.
Got the ring, and I think they sent him on his way from there. Although Elvis said he was going to keep him in protective custody.
What a nut.
I know.
Oh, that guy was so great.
Yeah, what stories.
Oh, God, the stories, man. Too bad he went out when he did. Damn.
15 years later, and it was December of 85 when Harry Chapin was number one on the charts for the one and only time with Cats in the Cradle, a song that annoys a lot of people, but somehow it got the job done. This is only number one. A Beautiful Mind was doing big numbers in the theaters in December of 2001. And then it was 6 years ago today, Sir Elton John and his partner David Furnish became the first gay celebrities to register their relationship as a civil partnership. The 20-minute ceremony took place at the Guildhall, Windsor, England. Guests included Ringo Starr, Victoria Beckham, Sting, Elvis Costello, and George Michael. Well, they could have a nice little show afterwards. And 1 year ago today, this doesn't belong on here. Someone make sure we never even begin to read this again. The number one Connecticut women's basketball team topped the 88-game winning streak by John Wooden's UCLA men's team from 71 to 74, beating number 22 Florida State 93-62. And by the way, most of the wins on that streak were by 25, 30, 40 points, whereas the UCLA streak had many games that were, within 5 or 10 points. And come on, is it the quality of play on these two streaks? It's not even in the ballpark. The UCLA streak, that may have started with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. No, I think it was after Jabbar. I think it was Bill Walton. I believe Bill Walton was the center during the UCLA streak. But please, how ridiculous to suggest that somehow that men's streak has been cheapened by the UCLA or the Connecticut women's team. Stop it! Never again will that be read on these here airwaves here at WRIF.
Absurd.
You're under arrest, mister. You have the right to remain silent. Anything that you say can be used against you. What's next, Sonny?
God.
8 o'clock at the Riff. We'll take a timeout. And,
So, I don't pay attention to
Speaking
rumors.
Speaking of crazy Elvis moments.
I don't pay attention to movie magazines. I don't read them because they're all junk.
Junk. I love the emphasis on the K, junk.
I don't mean to put anybody's job down. I'm talking about they have a job to do, and they got to write something. So if they don't know anything, they make it up. So, in my case, they make it up.
Crouching them making it up, or him exposing them for making it up?
Well, I was, you know, in this day and time, you can't even get sick.
Sick.
You are strung out. Well, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out
neither
in my life.
Music.
Except on music. When I got sick here in the hotel,
I got sicker
that one night. I had 102 temperature. They wouldn't let me perform. From three different sources, I heard I was strung out on heroin. I swear to God, hotel employees, Jack, bellboys, freaks that carry your luggage up to the room, people working around, you know,
freaks.
Talking, maids. And I was sick. I was, you know, I was getting, had a doctor, had the flu, and I met over one day. All across this town, strung out. Well, I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody else. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch.
Listen to the clapping by the blue hairs.
What's with the screaming?
That is, yeah. That is damaging to myself, to my little daughter, to my father, to my friends, my doctor, to everybody in my relationship with you, my relationship with up here on the stage. It is dangerous. I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots. Thank you very much. Anyway.
Thank you. Thank you
very much.
Thank you, Elvis.
Oh, that's great. Wow. Just this huge violent, this incredible violence by the king followed by this clapping.
Yeah, those Vegas Elvis put crowds.
Tongue out by the roots. Clap, 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 clap.
They saw some crazy things. Yes, they did. They really did.
That was great.
He should have arrested himself on this night.
Too lonesome a night.
Is this where he's laughing?
Yeah.
So much? Oh, I
you know,
love
someone
this.
Said, the world's a stage, and each of us play a part. Play it, move in, play in, play in. With a plus tax. You read your lines so cleverly. Never missed a cue. They came back too. You forgot the words. Seemed to change, you fool. You acted strange. Why I never know. Why I ever did it. Honey, who am I talking to? You lied when you said you loved me. I had no cause to doubt you. What are they going really on hearing your lies? And you go on living without you. And the stage is bare, and I'm standing there without any hair. I don't know. If you won't come back to me, what the heck with you?
He's trashed.
Is your heart still pain? Shall I come back again?
Now, see, I can't help that, and you laugh at me, you know. What are they doing? Not Fruit of the Loom, no. Amen, 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 amen. Hang on there, J.D., I'll get to you in a minute.
Oh, boy. That's the king, man. That's the king.
Oh, brother. I love that.
Coming up, if you're a lower-income person and you want to have a child and you're having fertility problems, you probably want to go to this guy. He's trying to help lower-income couples who can't afford all that expensive in vitro stuff by providing fresh semen. literally, I think it gets worked up almost while you're on your way over there.
I believe that's the case.
Yeah. And it's getting very controversial. The FDA, in fact, has asked him to stop.
Cut it out.
After a number of pregnancies. I'm not sure exactly what the issue is, but we'll find out after 8 o'clock. Trudy's next.
101 WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Drew and Mike.
It's a bridal shower for guys. A guy shower.
101 WRIF. Everything that rocks.
About 12 after 8 at WRIF on Wednesday morning. A little foggy starting out today. A little rainy. And certainly cloudy, gray, dark, and traffic. Brought to you by Gorno Ford, where the Ford people go. Two great lease specials. Lease a 2012 Ford Fusion SEL for just $156 a month. Or a 2012 Escape Limited for only $153 a month. That's for a 27-month lease. Gorno Ford and Allen Road in Woodhaven, and they bring you traffic this morning.
Hey, move your ass!
Nosy traffic jam. The traffic report will get me out of this one.
With Mr. Stress. Yay. Hey, Stress.
Hey, well, things are still moving along pretty well this morning so far. I don't see any big issues out here, which is interesting. I thought at least the morning fog would have caused some issues, but not so much. Traffic's still on the light side, and depending on where you are, still that fog to deal with. It is not bad on the freeways, and a little more so in the outlying areas. So all is fine. I don't see any new construction. It's pretty boring so far. That is the not even hell of traffic.
Hey, did you know Friday is Jim Harper's last day?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that went fast.
I guess. Did it? It's been on the air a long time.
No, I mean just since the time when blew me away with that announcement.
Yeah, I guess it has. Does that mean we can we steal the Pledge of Allegiance bit now?
Oh, that's a great idea. Can we do that?
Why not?
Awesome. What else can we steal?
Yeah, what else can we ravage from the carcass? The radio carcass. Boy, I have to say, that'd be a cold day in hell when Jim Harper's off the air on Friday and Monday. We have the Pledge of Allegiance kid in here. That's a cold day in radio hell.
Yeah, it is.
You're no right. Offense. A different audience.
No,
different
man.
World.
Not at all. Pat Robertson would be all for it, though.
Sure.
Yeah. He has something to say about SNL, by the way, coming up, and Tim Tebow. So.
You know, that guy, by the way, in Warren, that pain in the ass.
Oh, the
atheist
yeah.
What is his problem? I mean, somebody made a great point last night when they were doing that story on, I think it was Fox 2, and they were saying, hey, look, when he puts his sign up wherever he wants to, saying all the nasty things he wants to say about religion, people don't have to put some kind of Christian display next to it.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I think the biggest point about that entire story are all the people who are around him doing things for the sake of Christmas. They're sort of inspired to help all these other people. And he's just kind of standing there supporting his right to have his sign that says it's all superstition. So
yeah.
Not that, you know, it's a religious thing at all, but people are kind of feeling good about each other and they're helping each other. So, I don't know, he might make a stronger point by doing the same in the name of atheism.
Well,
that's
just
what he believes.
This whole thing, though, that he's so cheated by.
Yeah, I know. He pays his taxes.
The nativity scene that, you know, he has to put something up right next to it when, trust me, when he has his meetings or whatever, you're not going to see a Christian standing out in front with nativity scenes every time he gets his group together or whatever, whenever they celebrate, whatever they celebrate.
Winter solstice is their big celebration
that's right.
Today. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about
matter
that.
Matter of fact.
you're brought to us by DMC. Detroit Medical Center has joined the nation's elite in keeping you well. The DMC has been selected by the federal government as one of just 32 pioneer accountable care organizations to help lead the way to the future of healthcare. The DMC always there. Learn more at dmc.org.
And the story about Tom Gore's the shakedown by alleged Mormons.
Oh, that's a weird story.
Is very odd, and the Los Angeles police are now trying to investigate how these people jumped the fence into the gated community. But the story is the billionaire owner of the Pistons is hounded at home in Mulholland Estates. The doorbell rings Sunday night. He goes to open it, and a pair of men say they're Mormons, and they have a package for him. He refuses to take it. It was a smart move. So they wing it at him, and then they bolt. And inside was this letter demanding that he donate $1 million to the Mormon church.
Because in crazy land, they're married.
Oops. I meant to hit this.
And the two guys at the front door.
Thanks to the lame-ass security,
yeah.
I'm going home.
The Church of the Latter-day Saints, however, say, no, those weren't our guys. And the LAPD is investigating the security in that neighborhood.
Well, yeah, isn't it a gated community?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. A lot of celebrities live there, including Charlie Sheen. Charlie LaDuff, on the other hand, he finds his turf downtown in Detroit very disturbing. He's now ragging the city yet again about the deplorable condition of Detroit EMS units. Unless people get tired of hearing about this, He actually, I think, has a job for life because they never solve this issue, no matter how much Charlie rags. He actually said on the set with Huell that what happens is people get outraged after he does a story like this. They call, they complain. The city actually makes some move like it's going to, you know, lumber up from whatever they're doing and deal with this, and then they don't. And so Charlie says there is something you can do as a citizen.
What can you do to help? And don't call 911 if your toe hurts or your leg's throbbing.
So
the city cannot seem to function in the most basic ways.
No.
And it's really pathetic.
He basically described how many places he'd walk into where there were dead bodies, but no ambulance to transport them, or people who could have actually gotten to the hospital and died waiting for them.
I'm amazed.
He says of the 21 ambulances that are working, a lot of them are in very sketchy condition. And most of them don't have GPS. They don't have the simple basic thing.
Hard to believe.
None of us have.
Come on. You can buy those little pocket GPSs that work pretty well.
And given all the addresses they have to respond to go to where time is of the essence, GPS, it has to be a given. A given. And then, of course, trying to confront Bing on that story. And where's these things are supposed to be delivered? The new ones are supposed to be on order. Well, you know, we're trying to get it together.
Well, the city pay for them, or is the city in the process of paying for them?
Yeah, no, maybe. Where are they? Where are these new vehicles that are supposed
to
be
coming? Maybe in the new year it'll happen.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just amazed that there aren't piles and piles of lawsuits for all the times EMS has been late.
Definitely.
Or not shown up.
Yep.
Or gotten the address wrong.
What was it, 17
or didn't
minutes?
Respond at all.
How do you even, actually, this one EMS unit he followed, they told him that they get a call, they're sent out to basically a police matter.
Did you see that one, that fire department? Yeah, that when he was on a call with that fire department.
Sent to a robbery.
A robbery.
Because they couldn't get a cop to go?
Yeah. There was no police available.
Oh, my God.
Sent firemen there. EMS truck.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he was in his fireman outfit. Actually, he had his raincoat on and everything else.
His raincoat.
It was unbelievable.
What was the crime?
It was a robbery. They
said
they were dispatched to a crime.
To a robbery.
Yeah.
But they do have hoses. Actually, that would be a pretty effective way of stopping.
We'll send the guy ass over apple cart with a fire hose.
Yeah. Anyway, Washington polls pretty much think that it's a-hole central. They didn't do any favors for anybody yesterday trying to get that two-month bridge of Social Security payroll taxes passed before the Christmas break. It was an epic fail, of course. And so what happens on New Year's Day if both refuse to budge? The majority of Americans who make about $50,000 are going to be out a $1,000 payroll tax break. They won't do it for 2 months, and this is why.
A two-month extension is nothing more than kicking the can down the road.
So it's gridlock. They want instead to have a whole year's worth of payroll tax cuts, and that is in part a bill that would enable the green light for the Canadian oil pipeline.
Doesn't sound like anybody's coming back to Washington, by the way, to work on this thing again.
Well, Harry Reid shut down the Senate because he claimed he wanted to do a full year deal, but they couldn't figure out how to finance it, so he wanted to do a 2 month deal, so he shut down the Senate and sent everybody home. Meanwhile, the House is sitting there going like, let's get this done for a year. You guys want it. We want it. Obama wants it. Let's do it.
Meanwhile,
so there they are.
Here's something that nobody wanted to see this, but that plane crash in New Jersey yesterday.
Yeah, wow.
Small plane spirals out of control onto the freeway in front of all these people in rush hour traffic. They're amazing witnesses to this thing that then turns.